This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is revoking the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan, who served in the Obama administration. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced the decision at a White House briefing Wednesday. Sanders is citing Brennan's erratic conduct and behavior and accuses him of lying in wild outbursts. She also claims he's leveraged his status to make unfounded allegations. Sanders says Brennan isn't the only person whose security clearance is being considered for revocation.
He's also looking into the clearances of Comey, Clapper, Hayden, Rice, and McCabe.
Brennan has been deeply critical of Mr. Trump's conduct, calling his performance at a joint news conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Finland nothing short of treasonous. A suicide bombing inside one of Kabul's educational institutions has killed at least 48 people and wounded dozens of others. A Kabul police spokesman said the attack happened late in the afternoon while students were attending classes. The injured have been taken to local hospitals. The Taliban has denied any involvement in Wednesday's blast. The U.S. on Wednesday sanctioned companies in China, Russia, and Singapore. All these companies, it says, were violating the trade embargo with North Korea, Washington's latest effort to keep pressure on Pyongyang to end its nuclear weapons development. The U.S. Treasury accused China's Dalian Sun Moon Star International Logistics Trading Company, along with its Singapore-based affiliate, of falsifying documents to ease illicit shipments of alcohol and cigarettes into North Korea that netted the companies more than $1 billion a year. Turkey on Wednesday announced tariff hikes on a range of U.S. goods in the latest back-and-forth move amid a deteriorating relationship between the two countries. The extra tariffs apply to imports of vehicles, alcohol, coal, rice, and cosmetics. This is VOA News.